Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. You can join us at 800-636-1067 on an open line Thursday. You can talk about the Caps wrapping up their season tonight in Pittsburgh. The playoffs are looming. We know the opponent, Montreal. Yep. Don't know when they will play yet. That should probably come out later
today.
Do
you hope it's Sunday or Monday? Sunday afternoon would be perfect.
Sunday, like, yeah. 3:30.
I don't want it to be Sunday night.
Sunday, 3:30 or 4 o'clock puck drop is perfect. Chef's kiss. That's perfect.
Yeah.
You talk about the potential move of the Commanders back to the RFK site. That is the big news of the day. The Commanders and D.C. close to a $3 billion deal for a new stadium at the RFK site. We've talked about that a lot on the show today.
How about this one, Cakes? So growing up, my favorite player before Eddie Murray came around was Jim Palmer.
Yes.
I have cousins in Puerto Rico who said that I was imitating Jim Palmer when I was 5 years old, his high leg kick. During a recent broadcast, Jim Palmer's still at it, broadcasting.
Yep.
A tray of chicken wings was brought to the announcers.
Really?
And I believe it's Kevin Brown. Is that his partner? Valdez?
Yep.
Kevin Brown said something.
He's really
hey,
good.
We got a bunch of wings. Palmer said, you know, I never had a wing.
Never eaten a chicken
Brown
wing.
Was baffled, said, wait a second. You've never had a chicken wing?
Never had a flat?
And Palmer said, no, why would I? Don't they have skin and stuff?
Chicken?
Yeah.
Why, he doesn't eat skin? Like, skin's delicious.
Well, like the tastiest part of the chicken?
So he's never had fried chicken.
Brown shot back. This is what happens during a baseball broadcast. You can have these conversations. Brown was like, why would you? Lots of things have skin. Apples have skin. You've never had a single chicken wing. That's staggering to me. And then Palmer said he's never had a single chicken wing that if he eats chicken, it's only a breast without any skin.
He said, not only has he not had a chicken wing, he's never had fried chicken.
He's never had Kentucky fried chicken.
He did admit that he's had chicken tenders before.
well, that barely counts.
Yeah, that's different than
breaded.
A wing, though.
There's
something special about the wings and eating it between the bones.
It's kind of primal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
But he's never had fried chicken.
Chicken?
No, well, if he's had a chicken.
Maybe he had a baked chicken tender.
So apparently they did like a full court press because I guess the next broadcast, they brought out a tray of chicken wings from the warehouse bar and grill. And he said, oh, good for them.
So he didn't try it.
I guess he didn't have it.
He said last night he was going to try. He was going to have a bite of the tender. And then he said, if the Orioles hit another grand slam, he'll eat a wing.
Oh,
Jackson Holliday had a grand slam.
It's that big of a deal.
And he said, if they have another grand slam, he'd eat a wing.
It's that big a deal for him to eat the skin?
I'll eat a wing whenever. I'll eat a wing
at three
in the morning.
I'll eat one right now.
Yeah. I mean, if you brought in tray of
wings.
Someone
wants to bring some down, I'm
now, if you
pummeling
bring,
them.
If you bring some. Bring some with ranch. I'm not a blue cheese guy. I'll eat both.
So anything you haven't tried that you want to try? I'll try anything.
There's a lot of things that.
There's a lot of things I.
No, I mean food wise.
Things I won't try.
Like that's
that I want to try.
He's
no.
never tried a chicken wing.
I don't. I'm well, not, he's I just don't. Super health conscious. I mean, that's what I would assume, right?
I never had sushi until maybe 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know when sushi became popular. I don't feel like it was popular when we were growing up.
I started eating sushi when I started working.
I'll tell you a food I'll never eat again, but I've had a beet. Beets are terrible. Beets are awful.
I don't mind a
beet. It tastes like you're eating dirt. There's no point in eating them ever. However they're prepared, I'll never eat another beet again.
Maybe I've had like a processed beet or something.
Nope. The beet will never go in here ever again.
I don't have like a food phobia, really. I'll try anything. Like my kids, I have one kid. She, you know, she's like your son. She's like Dylan. She smells it. She looks at it. She'll pick the seeds off of something, you know, before she eats it.
Yeah.
My son's made a big advancement because he's working at Potbelly. They have an Italian sub.
Delicious.
That he now, he used to not even eat ham.
Yeah. My daughter won't eat sandwiches.
Or salami or
like
anything.
Sandwiches. Yeah. Grilled cheese she'll eat.
Yeah, that's his go-to order. Like if we go to a sandwich
another
shop,
food
he usually gets
that
a
will never
cheese.
Go into this mouth ever again. I can't remember the last time it did. Cottage cheese. It's
agreed.
Gross.
Agreed.
It's disgusting. I would never ever consider eating it.
Although there might be cottage cheese in some of your meals, you just don't know.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it isn't.
You might be surprised.
Oh, I would be surprised if I consumed cottage cheese.
800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday. I thought that was odd. One of my heroes doesn't eat chicken wings.
I mean, he's never had the pleasure of even eating a lemon pepper wing.
That's why he looks so good in his underwear.
Yeah. Probably. Wasn't he famous too for like he only wore the hat during games because he wanted to take he heard some sort of myth
about you
maybe that
hair.
If you wore your hat all the time, you would lose your hair. Yeah.
There might be something to that.
Knows?
I know they say it's a myth, but
I don't know. You guys wear your hats all the time.
I wear it. Well, Drab and I wear our hats a lot, and we're on the opposite side of the spectrum.
All right, let's go to Gary real quick. Gary is actually the athletic director at Highland. I think Lurch slandered Highland
Gary,
High School,
no,
I think.
Why? What did I say?
I don't know.
Of course, Lurch. Lurch, you owe me an apology.
Cakes who said
all I said was where was
no, I basically said you're a trailer with a basketball court attached.
Yeah, Cakes is the one who slandered you.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. What's the deal with your school?
Hey, so guys, thanks. First of all, I appreciate all you do. Big fan of the program, by
the
way.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
And after this, I'm more than willing to take you guys out for a round of golf here at Fauquier Springs Country Club. So,
I've played there before. I like that spot.
We'll part as friends in this. But
all right.
Highland School is a college preparatory day school here in Warrenton, Virginia.
That's so far away, man.
So not far from Manassas. We're still in the DMV, guys. We're still adopted by the DMV.
So, I don't know. That's dicey.
I mean, it takes forever.
You're on the outer
there.
Fringes, my friend.
It's so far.
Yeah, we're on the outer fringes. No
like,
doubt.
They're like
100%.
Neptune, the DMV. Yeah.
So do you have a really good basketball team then?
We have a really good basketball team. We were lucky enough this year, or skilled enough this year, to win the Division I championship.
All right.
Very tough tournament. Paul the Sixth, obviously one of the top teams in our area all along, lost in the semifinals to Bishop O'Connell.
Right.
And we were able to defeat Bishop O'Connell in the championship.
Nicely done. Now, Nate Ament, we were just talking about him. That's why Highland came up. He's undecided, correct?
That is correct. He's narrowed it to Duke, Louisville, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas.
It's pretty good
list.
He's making
his decision next week.
Next
week. Solid list right there.
Yeah, because he's...
How do they recruit? Do they just come with big checks?
Yeah, big sacks of cash.
No comment.
Yeah, because in one of the mock drafts, Nate is for 2026 is projected to go 3.
Wow. So what's his deal?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the kid is special. You know, he's 6'10". He can handle the ball, shoot to 3, plays above the rim.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, he's just a great kid. You know, near 4.0 student. Highly committed to his academics is one of the reasons he is here. We're a college preparatory day school. You know, he's just a great kid, and we're so excited for him and all that he's accomplished. And I've been doing this 40 years, and he by far has the highest ceiling of any kid that I have seen either coached or have had an opportunity to see at the high school level. So. We're fortunate that he chose us, and you know, we are excited for him. We're excited for his future. And I think this is going to be a kid people are going to put a star by here real soon if they haven't already.
So he came and just played the one season for you guys?
No, he transferred here from Colgan High School in Prince William County 2 years ago. So he played for his junior and senior year here.
Nice.
Did his dad, cool. dad or mom play anywhere? Where did he get the height?
But his dad was a former college player. I do not recall right now where he played, but okay. he also played. His dad's probably 6'6", 6'7", I would guess.
Okay.
Nate is about 6'10". He's got probably a 7'1" wingspan.
Wow.
Really, he's a special kid. But I really do appreciate you guys calling attention to him. Yes, he is a local product, and
you're not again, a trailer. Like, you got a real campus.
No, the school looks good. I saw a picture.
Guys, I would like to invite all of you out for a school tour. We're pre-K through 12 campus, 50 acres or so here in Warrington, and very proud of all that the school has accomplished, both in basketball and other sports, and academically as well. So I'd love to invite you guys out. Short drive away, take you for a round of golf. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Glad to hear our school mentioned, but I had to set the record straight.
I appreciate the call.
The trailer comment.
We understand. Hey, set the record straight.
Hey, tell my boy, is Jerry Carter still a member out of Fauquier Springs?
Oh, my goodness. Jerry Carter is. I know Jerry. Jerry and I are very close friends.
Jerry Carter is a former athletic director at Briar Woods, okay. where my daughters correct. Went. Yes. Gotcha. Yeah, all right. Good correct. Dude.
Jason's the ultimate schmoozer with people who are members at country clubs.
The only reason
that's not the reason I was a schmoozer with him.
The reason I threw the trailer comment
thanks,
out was
Garrett.
Because when yep. Tracy McGrady, I remember Tracy McGrady when he was like
Mount Zion.
He played for someplace called Mount Zion, which
down Carolina.
When they went there, like with the camera crew, they were like, "Do you have classrooms?
Or
do you
as
have,
big as a studio?
Do you have books?" And they were like, "No, we just got a baller basketball team." Yeah. So that's like kind of that well, was kind of the approach that well, I was taking,
yeah.
and it's clearly not correct.
Is there some sort of entrance exam you have to take to go there?
I don't know. I couldn't
tell
you.
We should have cakes. Yeah,
you
take
know, you know what? 6'10", and you can be a top five pick in the draft. That's your that's your meal ticket. Mm. Good for him. That kid looks like he's going to be the real deal.
Making his decision next week, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Duke, Arkansas. Can't remember the other
school.
Kentucky.
Louisville.
Yeah. Big silly.
All the big dogs.
I think he's waiting till how the portal shakes out.
Mm. Yeah, smart. See where he would fit in.
Yeah.
He's probably going to get a million plus.
Oh,
get a
I million think at least plus if he's that big of a recruit.
Million plus. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, because these transfer kids are getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Might be more.
Yeah, it might be more. Might be getting multiple million.
I mean, if he's projected to be the number three pick in the 2026 draft, he's going to get paid a lot.
Right. I'm trying to watch his highlights on my computer, but it's choppy. Probably from that trailer park school. Yeah.
They got a bad AV program.
By the way, his AAU team is a good name. Team Loaded.
Yeah, Team Loaded.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm convinced I could be a basketball scout. It's maybe a hidden talent of mine.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, I went with Denton. We went to Paul the Sixth game.
Okay.
And they had all these stars. You know, the kids are going to Duke and all mm-hmm. over the place. There was a freshman on their team
mm-hmm.
that mm-hmm. was on the bench. Was like seventh, eighth man.
Okay.
That I walked in the gym, I saw this kid for 2 seconds, and I said, well, that's a future superstar because he had so much bounce,
mm-hmm.
and he was like 6'1 at that time, and he was doing unbelievable dunks. I said, that kid's going to be a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Jordan Smith, and he is now the number 5 overall recruit for next year.
Wow, look at you. You know what?
Hidden talent.
You do have a talent. You got an eye for talent.
Now, granted, most of the kids at Paul the Sixth are going to be top recruits. There's a reason they're there, but...
Everybody
but
did
you
the hard
saw
work
the bounce.
I saw the bounce.
How tall is he now?
He's like 6'2", 6'3". He's a guard.
Okay, he's grown a little bit.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's pretty good to be that highly ranked if he's not like that big. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah. Super athletic.
All right.
Well, so there you go.
Now I'm all in this Nate Ament clips.
Yep.
Okay.
Gonna go down that wormhole.
I am. I'm down the wormhole. It looks like you can shoot. Big kids score inside. Yeah. They list them at 6'9". His athletic director said 6'10".
Yeah.
Probably with sneaks.
He'll probably grow to like 7'1". By the time he hits the pros.
He's 6'10", and he's really thin.
Yeah.
Is he about 185 or something? I think that's what they listed him at.
Yeah. But he doesn't look like sickly. Like, he looks good.
Yeah.
Looks
and he'll
good.
Gain weight. Yeah. Sure.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page here on The Junks.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.